Good morning, I'm Dom Zaki for Hollywood Bets. We're racing out at Hollywood Bets Greyville today, and it does look like a lovely card. We do have a 9-race program on the Poly, and the first race does kick off at 12:05. Let's move on to some market movers on the card. In race 1, number 6, Mr. Cat, heavily supported from 9-2 into 5-2. In race 2, number 1, Diamond Girl, from 13-10 into 9-10. In race 3, number 10, Top Me Up Holly, also heavily supported from 18-10 into 9-10. In race 4, number 2, Diorza, from 7-2 into 3-1. In race 5, number 1, Tread Swiftly, from 7-2 into 3-1. In race 8, number 4, Rachel, from 7-2 also into 3-1. And in race 9, number 1, Champompo Champisi, from 3-1 into 5-2. And those betting moves were offered by Hollywood Bets. We do have a number of comments today from the trainers, but we'll start off with Paul Peter's comments, and this is what he had to say. In race 1, number 2, Belle of Belize, is an honest filly. She tries 1,000 meters for the first time, but I think she's going to be really competitive in this lineup. She has a big chance, and she traveled up to Natal very well. In race 6, number 1, Cleveland, also traveled very well. Ignore His Last Start, will be competitive from a 1 draw, include in all bets. Thanks to Paul Peter for those comments. We're moving on to the Hollywood Syndicate trainers, Kareen Bestel, Clint Binder, and Alison Wright, and this is what they had to say.
Portia Pride runs next week 15th at Greyville. It is an extremely competitive maiden field, and he will definitely have to bring his A game to the course. I have put the blinkers on, which should help him focus on the job at hand. He's well drawn at one, which I think is always an asset at Greyville on the Poly track. And I also see no reason why he shouldn't enjoy that surface. It'll be the first time he's running on the surface. Just hoping that he can reproduce something of what he showed in his penultimate start. He is certainly capable.
Purple Dominance, 1600 on the Poly, drawn 6, I think. Seems the right race. I would like to see how he goes on the Poly. I think he'll go well. King's Road, well, he's running with the same horses as before, basically. Drawn 1, Carl Stratum claims a 1.5. You know, he's always competitive. Let's hope he can give the best of himself and be right there, I hope.
We have Ralph the Rascal running on Thursday at Hollywood Bets Greyville. We've been waiting to try him over the 1600. He has a good draw of 2. And again, hoping that he doesn't give away too much at the start and expect him to be involved in the finish. We have Top Me Up Holly running on Thursday at Hollywood Bets Greyville over the 1800 metres. Unfortunately, she doesn't have a good draw and jumps from draw 10, but she's fit and well and expect another honest run from her. We have Champompo Champisi running on Thursday at Hollywood Bets Greyville over the 1400 metres. He has come on from his first start, but coming out the maidens is never easy. Ideally, we would have preferred to go 1,200, as we are concerned that the 1,400 may be too far for his second start. In his favour, he has a good draw and lull up, so really hoping to see him give a good account of himself.
Thanks to the Hollywood Syndicate trainers for their comments. Our best bet of the day does come up in race 1, number 2, Belle of Belize. And I do agree with Paul Peter. I think this filly is going to be ultra competitive in this lineup. She's drawn nicely at 2, and she has got Anton Marcus aboard. If we go, we dissect her form, 3 runs back, she runs second, a length behind Golden Spoon. That form line is super strong. There's been 4 winners from that form line from 11 runners. Essence came out to win, Galaxy Raiders came out to win, Broadway Babe came out to win, and Devilish Dancer came out to win. Very strong form line, and she was a little unlucky not to have won that in that particular race. Her penultimate start, she followed up with another good second behind Lee Express. Running, she was in front on that occasion, showed tons of speed, and just got tired in the last 200. Last time out over the 1160, she dropped from a 1400 to 1160, also showed a lot of pace and finished three lengths behind Grappler. And she did meet the boys on that occasion, as she is doing today. For me, Belle of Belize ticks all the boxes. She does have very strong Joburg form, and I think she will win today. She's got a horse to beat, Mr. Cat. There's a lot of talk about the Van Zyl yard, Mr. Cat. They say this first-timer is quite good, and let's see. But I do believe that Belle of Belize, with experience behind her, and she's got Anton, as I said, on top of her, she's going to be very hard to beat. I do make Belle of Belize the first best bet of the day. Our second best bet of the day comes up in race three, a horse called Top Me Up Holly. And Top Me Up Holly sitting around about 16 to 10 and was backed in all the way into 9 to 10. Top Me Up Holly also holds some very consistent form. If you go back three runs, she ran a good third behind Treasure Pull. There's been one winner from that particular form line. Her next start, her penultimate start, she runs second to a useful field. Shape of You won that particular race, and it was quite a competitive maiden lineup, and she was having her first run after quite a bit of a rest. A last start, I should say, second run after a rest on the 28th of March, she ran another good race to Gypsy Magic. On that occasion, she ran on nicely, also not a bad field, quite a competitive maiden lineup, but she ran well. I thought the second run would catch her out on that occasion, and she actually ran above expectations. For me, Top Me Up Holly's having her third run after a rest today. She's cherry ripe. The only negative would be the 10 draw, but I'm sure Lyle Hewitson will negotiate a good position. For me, she is the second best bet of the day. I do like Top Me Up Holly quite a bit. The win-win double, Top Me Up Holly and Belle of Belize, works out to 28 to 10. I think that's the professional double today. I think they'll both win. And I'm definitely going to get involved with that double with Hollywood Bets. I suggest that exotic for the day is the Barpot. And remember, today the Barpot starts in race two. We do have a 9-race program. And the closing time is 12:35. The Barpot numbers are Banker 1 by Banker 10, by 2, 4, and 5, by 1 and 2, by 1, 5, 6, and 11, by 1, 5, and 6, a 72 Rand Barpot perm. And that's the Barpot for today. I think we'll go well also in the Barpot. And let's not forget, today is the Punters Challenge. You tip all 8 winners and you become an instant millionaire. And there's also 10,000 Rand up for grabs, first prize being 4,000 Rand, and they do pay up right until 20th place. Get on to the Punters Challenge. It's easy. It's for free. All you have to be is a Hollywood Syndicate, Hollywood Bets subscriber. So get onto the website and subscribe and play the Punters Challenge. From me, Dom Zaki, have a wonderful day's racing out at Hollywood Bets, Greyville.